Let's go to Tom in Connecticut, and he's got a question about his intestines, and he wants to know a little bit about candida. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, Dr. Marshall. I wanted to find out. I wanted to take the pollen and also the honey.
Yep.
But with candida, can I take that as far as the amount of sugar in the honey?
Well, let's talk about candida, okay? Candida albicans is an organism indigenous to all mucous membranes in the human body. So in other words, it's naturally there, and its job is to eat dead tissue. So, medicine somehow, maybe because they don't love biochemistry, consider candida a problem, and I think they should, when it overgrows or hyperproliferates. But it is not the source of the problem. Something else is killing the tissue that is leading them to eat the dead tissue, so they're not the problem, okay? Now, if we see oral thrush, or if we see, candida at the vaginal area or somewhere else, immediately we need to think, what's wrong? What's going on? What's gone wrong? And what I would recommend, if that's the case, Tom, is to call the Uterline and visit a QRA practitioner and let them test you and find out just exactly what's wrong. And, it's not an issue of not eating sugar or not eating something sweet. And can you eat this pollen mixed in unheated honey? Absolutely. Remember, unheated honey has very powerful bactericidal properties, but as soon as you heat the honey, it's just like eating ordinary sugar. So that's why the key word when you buy honey, whether it's in a health food store or from us or anywhere else, they'll all say raw. That's not the issue. The issue is it unheated? If it's unheated, now it's still going to have all of its great health properties.